possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Brain health and your finances. Don Grant, CFP, the Bunny Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, the frequency of cognitive decline in Americans is increasing. The Alzheimer's Association projects that the current 7 million Alzheimer's dementia sufferers will grow to 9 million by 2035, 12 million by 2045, and nearly 14 million in 2060. Brain health can affect your finances. Well, the costs accompanying a degenerative brain disorder can be considerable. Medical, caregiving, medication, and housing costs can decimate even the best financial plan. One who suffers from dementia or Alzheimer's may also need home modifications. They may have legal fees to cover the case if they need a financial custodian. If a family member provides care, they may have lost income because they may need to reduce their work hours or stop working altogether to help with caregiving. Researchers are working on ways to reduce or even prevent many of those symptoms. So there may be steps that one can take to mitigate the disease. There are many things you can do now to cushion the potential financial blow. First of all, the earlier you begin planning, the better off you can be. Begin by working with your certified financial planning professional. He or she can take a snapshot of your current financial situation and help you determine the best course of action. Get your estate in order. That may mean setting up some form of a trust. The trust will have powers of attorney for financial and health care decisions. Hybrid long-term policies can help cover those expenses. These are generally annuity or life insurance policies and can be indexed for inflation. They may also double as life insurance or just as a legacy for your kids. And of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I see you made it in today, so obviously you didn't get stranded in the water anywhere. How about yesterday afternoon? Were you out and about?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I was in the office. I had to cancel an afternoon meeting just because it was, you saw it out there. It's pretty bad stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, just getting back. Just walking across a parking lot to get to my car, I needed galoshes. And I did not have them. My galoshes.
Nobody has galoshes anymore.
So. No, that's a good point.
Mm. Well, yeah, we just, it's something different seeing rain here. It's been several years. I can remember times when it rained and rained and rained and rained for several weeks.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've had to close the river tours, the boat that we built when I was captain of the
Wagon Master
for River Fest.
Yeah.
And yesterday, let me see, it got up to about what blows me away is the CFS, something per cubic foot per second or something like that. That's the movement of the water. Then there's all the height of the water,
the depth,
the depth, and the depth was pretty low. It was like at 4.5 feet. But it was moving at 3,000 CFS. It needs to be 2,000 or less for us to run the boat.
Cubic feet per second.
Cubic feet per second. Yeah. Okay. So it's just, you know, we got a very, very powerful 70 horsepower motor on that thing. But anyway, right now it's at 9,000 CFS.
Whoa.
And the height, and I don't know exactly what that measures, but we can't go below, say, 5 feet something. It's at 11 feet right now.
So we need some water going through the Arkansas
yes,
right now.
Yeah, there is. It's moving. So hopefully it'll calm down, because it's supposed to be a pretty nice day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It would be good if some of that water was going down the Nenniscaw into Lake Cheney.
Well, I just looked that up this morning on the USGS site, and they're still 5 feet
below. Down 5 feet, yeah.
I think in the next couple of days, when this stuff just starts to flow down there, it's going to take time for it to get there. That should lighten that up a little bit.
All right. Today is, of course, Shopping Cart Day, a celebration of the baskets on wheels we use to journey through the aisles in a supermarket. Ted seems to think he always gets one with a bad wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That bad wheel was on the patent.
The inventor of shopping carts wanted to increase the time customers spent in a supermarket in order to maximize the overall profitability rates by expanding the medium to temporarily carry items in store. So, you know, instead of carrying it in your arms or whatever, you got this thing with wheels in.
Well, it's a number one transportation mode for homeless.
It certainly is. The unhoused. Yes, you go. Am I the only one who thinks it's bad manners to leave their cart outside a cart corral or where it might damage other people's vehicles?
I do. I agree with you 1,000%. And I'll take a full walk back to the store, even if there's a cart, because I figured, you know what? I'm going to get in some extra steps here.
That's what I do, too. You know? I try to do that. But yeah,
of course, I don't take it inside. I just sort of push it up and hope that it doesn't roll out into the street.
People think, well, this would be nice. I'll leave this here for somebody else to get it. They won't. That doesn't accomplish anything. It's just a sign that somebody's terrifically lazy, and they don't want to move. You know?
I have grabbed a couple of them from the parking lot and wheeled it on in just because it stabilizes me when I'm walking.
That was the thing. This has been several years ago. I was out on the west side. I don't even remember what store it was, but there was a car. It was one of those March days where the wind blows, and I was starting to get out of my little Honda, and I look up, and here comes a car.
At about 90
miles
an hour.
Right at me.
Cue the Jaws music.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jumped out there and grabbed it.
You stopped it. Okay, good.
You're not doing anybody any favors by leaving the cart out.
Did you ever find out, you were talking about this earlier, did you ever find out how much those things cost? And they're probably $600-800.
Yes, I'm going to do that at 8:10 this morning.
Okay.
We're going to tell you how much a shopping cart, if you want to buy one like they have at the market, there are all kinds of little carts you can get. I mean, tons of them.
Right.
If you want your own personalized, you know, that just folds up,
Okay.
It's quite a deal.
So it's Shopping Cart Appreciation Day or something along those lines.
Yes, sir.
I got to say, I very rarely use a shopping cart. I generally either have like one of those baskets or I have my reusable grocery bag with me and I just use that.
Saying you're a basket case?
Yes, I do not push around a shopping cart, mostly because if everything I need can't fit in one of those baskets, I'm buying too much stuff.
That's a good point. But you know, the toilet paper and the big packages of diapers and stuff like that. Diapers, you know, that's gonna
don't have to buy those.
I'm not suggesting Chad uses diapers.
Okay. No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, you guys. A Florida sheriff's office said deputies and a local trapper ended up removing 2 alligators from residential pools in a single day. The Martin County Sheriff's Office shared video on social media of Deputy Don Ferris and Sergeant Crystal Nash working with professional trapper Matt Hines to remove a 7-foot gator from a pool at a Pinecrest Lakes home in Jensen Beach. That's not very uncommon.
That's why people in Florida have to build those fences around their pools.
Around that pool.
Gotta keep those gators out.
Yeah. There was something I was watching on the weekend. It was one of those wildlife shows, and they were down in Florida trapping those pythons.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They get big fast, and they're just – apparently, they're saying that the figure was something like 90% of the small animals in the Everglades gone.
Yeah, the pythons just eat
everything. They just
eat
them all.
Yeah.
And they can't kill those darn things fast.
Right.
Authorities in Michigan said an opossum – always like to do a little possum news – was rescued from the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh.
The 5-mile bridge connecting the state's two peninsulas. The Mackinac Bridge Authority said on social media that the opossum was spotted on the bridge May 29th, prompting a response from bridge staff and the Mackinac County Sheriff's Office.
Trying to get to the Grand Hotel.
It scrambled all the units out there. Red light and siren. The workers and a deputy were able to safely wrangle the opossum into a cage and transport it back to the south end of the bridge to be released in Mackinac City. Of course, not a dangerous animal, but quite a homely animal. The opossum. Yeah.
You know, poor little things.
We've got them in our neighborhood, but when we see them over in Riverside, we don't call for emergency people to come out and remove
them. They can't see very well.
Apparently there's something there. Something about it. They're
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Blood or something is used in saving lives or something. I'll have to do some research.
And they don't get rabies.
Yeah.
They're very clean animals.
It's an interesting animal. There's a lot more to the opossum than meets the eye, okay? And there's a lot more to Steve and Ted that meets the eye. We are kind of like the possums of radio.
Pretty much.
Here. Yeah.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.